Good morning, Hooch.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
You're on the road with Targa. Unfortunately, well, we all know the situation. What happened during the week? What do you want to say about that?
Oh, look, it's a pretty big story. The Seymours were lovely people. They're a husband and wife team that had come through the ranks and had enjoyed the sport and was the community and there's a community of people plus their family that are very sad. And it was a tragedy, and it was something that we knew about firsthand because last year we lost dear old Shane in an accident. But that's the thing, isn't it? They were both accidents in a sport and in a pastime that everyone knows, eyes wide open, that this can happen. Mm. They sign on the dotted line when they enter. And I'm sure I'm not speaking out of school when I know Anthony would be absolutely abhorrently disgusted that the event was cancelled because of his passing. And that's a big story. That person, whoever made that God decision to cancel an event that has got all the practices in place to cover off for these things, and it's part of it. You know, you don't like to hear people pass away or die, but it's part of the event, the motorsport, you know, the TT. People pass away in events, and it's sad, but someone's made a huge precedence to make that God decision to cancel an entire event. And it's pretty poor. It's going to have rippling effects across the whole nation on dangerous sport. It's not just, you know, like 11 people died in the Sydney to Hobart. They had that the next year.
That's a fair point, yeah.
That still goes. And you can tell I'm pretty annoyed and I'm pretty emotive about it, but the cheek and the audacity of the people to make that God decision to shut this, and I want to know the mechanics of the decision because I just think the precedence has been, you know, extremely, extremely dangerous. But anyway, it's been cancelled and we'll go on and see what happens. But it is such a tragedy, but it's in an event that the drivers and the navigators sign up for, and they know exactly what they're signing up for, and it's a dangerous sport.
So
that's why people do it. It's the adrenaline, it's the fun, it's the, you know, and it's been whipped out from underneath a large amount of people.
Okay, well, here's a conversation I had with Martin Agan from our newsroom just the other day, just after we heard about the accident, and my first thought was, and I said, well, they're going to have to make it in the future just for pros and semi-pros. And he said, well, you could tell that to Peter Brock.
Because exactly right.
He was, the best driver ever. And,
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's a great point because accidents happen. That's what it is, an accident. And they're in a sport where if you have an accident, this can happen. But this decision that they've made, they've basically said they've taken away from everyone in Australia, in a broad speaking terms, their ability to go and do something that they love, like the motorsport. There's lots of motorsports events where you could die. Hill climbs, speedway, motocross. I'd be interested to know the statistics on how many people have died since we've had this mountain bike craze in Tasmania. Is it a bigger statistic than how many people have died over the 30 years in Targa? And if so, let's shut that down as well. It just makes me furious that person has made that God decision where it's just absurd. And I want to know why it's so emotive when it comes to someone passes away on a motorsport event, given the fact that 11 people died in the Sydney to Hobart. There was a bit of, you know, everyone was sad, but no one said, oh, let's stop the event. 11 people died in the Sydney to Hobart that year, and no one made any sort of noises about, oh, no, that's got to stop. So somewhere along the line, there's this weird emotiveness around motorsport and Targa. And I'll tell you what, well done to the Tasmanian public. The Targa Fest on Tuesday night was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. The people that turned out to the velodrome was insane. That must have been 5,000 to 8,000 people. Yeah. Everyone, Georgetown was massive. And as far as the people of Tasmania, they voted with their feet yesterday in the pouring rain of the East Coast stages. The people that were out with barbecues, tents, gathered up, watching the event, you know, they'd set up, they'd obviously planned for weeks. There was, you know, marquees and eskies and chairs, and everyone was having a good time. And someone's also, you know, upset their day because they're expecting to see these race cars. Sure, the tour was on, and there's some beautiful cars in the tour, but they were set up and had planned for weeks to see these race cars, and someone makes a God decision because someone died in a sport where everyone knows you could die.
So it's a non-competitive tour now till Sunday down in Hobart. So there's a lot of cars actually still going around. I think we've got Mole Creek this morning.
So, yeah. There'll be a lot of stages. They'll go through to Strawn. They'll go through to Strawn unplanned. Some of the competition cars have stayed in the tour because they've, you know, they're first time competitors or they want to show that, you know, they want to show some solidarity or show something. Hmm. So there's probably 30% of the competition cars that are still in the event. So yeah, people can still see the cars. They've got lunch at Penguin today. They have lunch at Penguin again tomorrow. So if you're interested in going and having a look.
Yeah,
by all means do that, and then they're into Hobart.
Righto. Let's move on to fishing. The weather. Let's have a look at the weather. Not real good, actually. Not flash today. Rain from late morning up to 20 mils. Rain tomorrow in the morning mainly, 4 to 10 mils. And then Sunday, just a few showers during the day, 1 to 3 mils. And as far as we might as well do the tides now. For Deegan Marine, so we've got a high tide at 4:30 this afternoon, and we've got a no, that's not right. So we've got a high tide at 10 this morning, 3 meters, and then a low at 4:30 this afternoon. Saturday's high about 11 in the morning, and Sunday's high about midday, both about 3 metres. But the wind's not real great today, tomorrow. Probably if you're going fishing for the weekend, I'd reckon Sunday would be pretty good.
Wow, the weather just sounds like a full mess. And I think the Targa cars are expecting a bit of curry too with the weather. Yesterday was atrocious. So, yeah, it might be time to just look after some gear. Now, very super quickly, I'll mention a couple of northwest coasters that have done some fantastic fishing. Bryce Purton and Hayden Clark went out off the northwest coast and managed to get a 90-odd kilo fish.
Yeah, saw a photo of it.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, so the schoolies have been out there for the last couple of weeks. Now, this time of year, the big tuna seem to be coming through. If you're going to go out and have a try, make sure you upgrade your gear a little bit. And also, you're looking for the dolphins, you're looking for birds, so keep your eyes peeled. The other northwest coasters, and it's a bit of a Bryce Purton, Ethan Purton coup, because they took out the tag and release section of the recent Tasmanian Bluefin Championships, which was held at Eagle Hawk Neck this weekend, just gone. And that's fantastic to do that. It's awesome. So well done to the Purtons and Team Seismic, and also Bryce helping Hayden onto that big jumbo off the northwest coast. The Purton boys have been having a ripper.
Mm. All right, listen, we've got to go to the news. So we'll let you get back to it. And thanks for having a yarn about Targa. I know it's not easy under these circumstances. We'll talk more about fishing next week. All right.
So you certainly will. She'll be all about the fishing.
Yeah. All right. Plug your social media there, mate.
That's Team Ben Simrad Fishing, and I've taken on Moses Hot Bites.
Yeah. Good on you. All right. Thanks a lot, Hooch.
Goodbye.